You are Locked On Jets, your daily podcast on the New York Jets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Jets podcast. It is Friday, January 4th, 2019. I'm your host, John B. from GangreneNation.com. If you enjoy the show, subscribe on iTunes or Spotify and leave the show a good review in iTunes. We have reached the end of a week. It's in a way kind of the end of the holiday season. If you really wanted to stretch it out, you could say that, you know, New Year's Day was earlier in the week. So you could say that you could, if you really wanted to, I think you could probably take it to the weekend. And one thing I wanted to say was over the holiday period, I've gotten a number of very nice emails from listeners just telling me how much they enjoy the show. So I just wanted to say thank you to each of you who sent me messages. There were so many nice messages I got from people. So just wanted to say thank you if you did send me a message. We have reached the NFL playoffs. The start of the playoffs is tomorrow. We'll have four games this week, four wild card games. The top two seeds in each round play next weekend. So you'll have the Chiefs, the Rams, the Saints, and the Patriots hosting games next weekend. This weekend, we have four games between teams trying to get to the divisional round. So on today's show, I'm going to give you some picks for the weekend. And as I've told you in years past, my dream has always been one year, just one year, I want to go 11-0 in the playoffs. You know, there are 11 playoff games. We start with 12 teams. 11 of them have to be eliminated. 11 games. One year, I want to go 11-0. A couple of years ago, came agonizingly close. I went 10-1. I only lost a wild card weekend game. I lost a game between Green Bay and Washington. Last year was not very good. I mean, last year the dream was over before it started. I lost the first game when Tennessee beat the Chiefs on wild card Saturday. And then the Eagles just destroyed. I think I picked against the Eagles every single round. So there's a bunch of losses there. So hopefully I'll do better this year. Hopefully I'll go 11-0. So we're going to jump into our picks. And I tell you, I think that the AFC games, both to me, were kind of coin flips. Whereas the NFC games, I have a pretty good feeling on where I'm going. So we'll start with the first game on Saturday, which, it's the Texans in their traditional early Saturday time slot, 4:35 kickoff tomorrow. And this is, I think every time the Texans have ever been in the playoffs, they've played the wild card round, the 4:30 Saturday game. I think typically the way it works is they put the least desirable TV game there. So the Texans always draw that game. They drew it in 2011. They drew it in 2012. They drew it in 2015. They drew it 2016. Whenever they're in the playoffs, that's when they play. So it's the Texans and the Colts, and it's an AFC South battle. You know, last year the Jaguars won the AFC South, and you know, a number of people talked about how this was now the Jaguars division, how they own the division. And one thing I thought was, you know, Watson and Luck are going to be back next year, so I wonder if the Jaguars are going to be able to hold on. And of course they were not able to. And we have in the first round of the playoffs, we have Deshaun Watson and Andrew Luck. And, you know, it feels like a very long time ago, the Colts were in MetLife Stadium playing the Jets, where the Jets beat them pretty handily. Jets really handled them with ease that day. And the Colts really did not look like they were having much of a season, but they were able to kind of turn things around. And the Texans, you know, Texans got off to a bad start, too. We saw the Texans just a few weeks ago when they beat the Jets in MetLife Stadium on a Saturday night or a Saturday afternoon. But, you know, the Colts is just, it's stark because, I mean, they lost to a Jets team that really did not end up being very good. So you look at the way they're playing now. They're two hot teams from the AFC South. Again, this one, the AFC games gave me a lot of trouble. I think this one's almost a coin flip. But I'm going with the Colts for a couple reasons. First of all, just the way Andrew Luck is playing. I think Andrew Luck's just playing exceptional football, and I'm happy for him. You know, after the injury that cost him his entire season last year, it's good to see him back playing great football. I think he's a quarterback where people don't appreciate how good he really is. I mean, this is a guy with MVP level talent. Now, I'm not saying he could go out there and play a bad game Saturday, but so that doesn't change it, but he was a really good quarterback, really good quarterback. So I'm glad to see him playing well, and you know he's been on fire. You know what else can you say this season? He's been on fire. His return after missing the entire 2017 season, is playing great football. I think that the Colts, their offensive line's playing really well. They're protecting Luck, so I think he's going to have time to make plays. Texans have a really good run defense, but I think the Colts will be able to make some plays through the air. And on another note, I mean, I think that the Colts through the years have provided the Jets the blueprint for how not to deal with Sam Darnold and how to deal with Sam Darnold. How not to deal with Sam Darnold is everything they did up to this year, where they did not provide a quality offensive line, and Luck got beat up. Luck missed a lot of time. He missed a full season. This year they've provided him with a quality offensive line, and the results have been excellent. You know, the results of this team's in the playoffs. So, you know, I think the offensive line is going to play well. I like Frank Reich. I think in the playoffs, my belief is that you have to be aggressive to win in the playoffs. You know, you can't sit around waiting for the other team to make a mistake. You can't play conservative and hope the other team makes a mistake. The teams you're playing against in the playoffs are too good for that. So I like Frank Reich. He comes from the Eagles coaching staff, a very aggressive coach. And finally, just, you know, in a close game, the Colts have the ultimate advantage. They have Adam Vinatieri, the most clutch kicker in the history of football. So, you know, if it's a game that comes down to a field goal attempt, I like the Colts. I like where the Colts are. So I'm taking Indianapolis in the opener. I think the Colts will beat the Texans and move on to the second round. Saturday's nightcap will pit the Dallas Cowboys against the Seattle Seahawks. Interesting, because a lot of people view that as kind of a toss-up game, and it seems like a lot of the experts, or the quote-unquote experts, are trending towards Seattle in that game. And it's interesting, because I actually feel pretty good about picking Dallas in that game. I do think the Cowboys move on. The only reservations I have are the fact that I like the quarterback in Seattle better. So I don't love picking against the better quarterback. And I think clearly at this point in time, Russell Wilson's superior to Dak Prescott. That is an issue. But I just look at everything else. I think, you know, when you get to these playoff games, it's not always about the quality of the team. Sometimes these games just come down to matchups. What do you do well versus what does my opponent not do well? And Seattle's had a really tough time running the ball this year. So I think Dallas will get that run game going with Zeke Elliott. I think the Seahawks, you know, the Dallas is going to be able to stop the Seattle's run better than Seattle's going to be able to stop Dallas's run, I think. I obviously don't like, if you're a Jets fan, I don't think you'll like the fact Brian Schottenheimer is calling this game for Seattle. You know, he's the Seattle offensive coordinator. I could easily see him continuing to kind of pound the run game when it's not working. You know, I don't trust him in a big game to deliver. So I'm surprised how many people are trending towards Seattle in this game. Again, I guess it's the quarterback, because that's really the only thing I can see. I can see Wilson playing a great game. I can see Wilson, you know, being spectacular. That's really the only way I see Seattle winning this, which is certainly possible. But I think that the Seahawks are going to have some trouble if they have to play from behind in this game, though, because again, Dallas, I think, will be up to stopping their run, and I don't love the way Seattle protects its quarterback. So I have Dallas in the nightcap on Saturday. So I'll have the Cowboys advancing to round two. Now let's talk the first game Sunday, which I think is actually the best, most intriguing game of the weekend. I feel like this deserved a more prominent spot than the early Sunday game. Felt like this could have been easily been a Saturday primetime or a late afternoon Sunday game, where the Chargers go into Baltimore to visit the Ravens. I'm really intrigued by this game. These teams actually played a couple weeks ago, which a game that was won by the Ravens, which actually had big implications as the Chargers at that point were trying to obtain the one seed. And I think this game is essentially a coin flip. I think the two AFC games are coin flip. This one I had a lot of trouble with. I'll tell you something. These are two teams that I think are, for me at least, two teams that I think would be easy to root for heading deeper into the playoffs, because with the Chargers, you have Phillip Rivers, you know, the great quarterback trying to win his Super Bowl. Guy who, you know, people, like, I talked about Andrew Luck earlier. I think people don't appreciate Phillip Rivers has a Hall of Fame resume, and maybe it's because he played most of his career in San Diego, kind of out of the spotlight. You know, these teams were never able to win a championship, so he's kind of going for it. And then on the Baltimore side, I like what Baltimore's doing with Lamar. I'm not a big fan of this long term, because I talked about this before the draft. I'm not sure Lamar Jackson's going to hold up if you constantly run option plays with him constantly. And I think he can develop enough as a passer to become a good quarterback in this league. But in the short term, I like what Baltimore's doing. I think it's very creative. I like seeing creativity. There's not much creativity in the NFL, so I like the fact Baltimore's showing a little bit. You know, I think about some teams in this league, you know, some of the worst teams in this league, they don't have quarterbacks, and they try and talk themselves into these bad quarterbacks. Why don't you just be a little creative, go out there, get a guy who maybe can help you run option-based offense or something to that effect. So yeah, I really like what Baltimore is doing. This is a tough game to pick, and I think I'm going with the Chargers. The reason I'm going with the Chargers, I think there's a little element that the Ravens are catching people off guard because their offense is so unconventional, and they're playing very good football. I would not be shocked to see Baltimore win. Wouldn't be shocked to see Jackson play well, but I think it probably helps the Chargers that they saw this offense a few weeks ago. It's one thing to, you know, watch it on film and try and prepare things. They had a live chance to look at it, which means the players will be a little more ready, and I think the coaching staff will have a better idea of how to get prepared for this offense. You know, excellent Baltimore defense. Again, this is a toss-up for me, but I was asked the other day by somebody, you know, who do you like in the AFC? And this is a year where it's wide open. Last year, I did not think that there were many teams that could win the AFC. I think there are a bunch of teams that could win the AFC this year. I mean, there was but I said that I think the Chargers, if I had to pick somebody, I may go with the Chargers because I think they're such a high-quality team. I think there's so much talent on that roster that I probably would go in that direction, if I had to absolutely choose somebody. So I'll go with the Chargers in this game. I think I'll go with the Chargers beating Baltimore. Finally, Wild Card Weekend closes Sunday afternoon as the Eagles, the defending champion Philadelphia Eagles, visit the Chicago Bears, who are the NFC North champs. And it's in a prominent spot. It's in the late afternoon Sunday spot, really because of the teams. You have the Bears, who have a big following, a big market, and obviously the defending champs, the Eagles, who come from Philadelphia, owns, again, a big market. So it's a game with a very prominent spot. I think that, and I picked against the Eagles all three games last year, I think. But I have to go with the Bears in this game. And I know the Eagles made me look foolish last year. Maybe they will again. You know, it's impressive what the Eagles have done just to make the playoffs, because I think we all thought they were finished in December, and they've rallied with their backup quarterback again. Again, it's Nick Foles. Again, it's this team, you know, rallying late in the season behind its backup quarterback. They get to the playoffs, but I think the Eagles lose this game. I think the Bears win. I think at home, this is a tough Bears defense. Teams have struggled all year to move the ball in Chicago. I think the Eagles. My hunch is that the Eagles used up a lot of what they had in the tank just to get to the playoffs. The one thing that gives me pause in this game is I don't love the Bears quarterback. It's his first big game. He's inconsistent. I'll say this. I was not big on him at the start of the year. He's grown on me a little bit. I've started to see him make a few plays, but he's a very inconsistent quarterback. So I think, you know, if the quarterback doesn't play well, if the quarterback makes some mistakes, the Eagles could stay in the game. But I think if all things are equal, when these teams line up, the Bears should win this game. So that's the direction I'm going in. I'm taking Chicago in this game over the Philadelphia Eagles. So those are my picks for the weekend. I'll take the Colts over the Texans. I will take the Cowboys over the Seahawks. I will take the Chargers over the Ravens. And I will take the Bears over the Eagles. So that would set up a series of games next weekend. You head into the AFC side, you have the Chiefs at the one seed, the Patriots at the two, the NFC side, you have the Saints at the one, the Rams at the two. So you'll end up next week with, if this holds, you'll have the Colts going to Kansas City, you'll have the Chargers going to New England, you'd have the Bears going to the Rams, LA, which would be a very interesting game. I would love to see a rematch of that game in good weather, which you'll probably get in LA. That Bears defense against the Rams offense in LA. And then finally, you would have Dallas visiting New Orleans. So those are my picks. We'll see how well I do. We'll see whether I can get off to a 4-0 start this year. We'll see whether I can make it past the first game before I lose one. I hope you enjoy the weekend. I hope you enjoy the games. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. If you enjoy the show, subscribe. iTunes, Spotify are your two best bets for that. Take care, everybody. We'll be back on Monday.